Hi, I'm Mike Smith for filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast preview of The Flash, which airs Tuesday, October 7th at 8 o'clock on The CW. Possibly my most anticipated new show of the fall TV season, The Flash premieres on Tuesday with a lot of goodwill coming along with it. Reviews of the pilot have been almost uniformly positive, and the show is being developed by Greg Berlanti and Andrew Kreisberg, the same minds behind Arrow, which The Flash is spinning off of, and possibly the first step in creating a unified live-action DC universe for television. We were first introduced to Barry Allen over the course of two episodes in season two of Arrow. As played by Grant Gustin, he played a fun role there, though of course this was pre-Flash powers. The last time we saw Barry, he had been struck by lightning after an experiment with a particle accelerator went wrong, and he's been stuck in a coma ever since. Presumably, the pilot will pick up from where he wakes up. We also met two other members of the cast last season on Arrow, Caitlin Snow, played by Danielle Panabaker, and Cisco Ramon, played by Carlos Valdez. Both characters work at Star Labs and will likely play a role similar to Diggle and Felicity on Arrow. Every good superhero needs an entourage, after all. Otherwise, there are some cool names to get excited about in the cast of The Flash. Tom Cavanaugh plays Dr. Harrison Wells, creator of the Particle Accelerator, and by extension, The Flash. Cavanaugh has a goofy quality to him that should serve the campy aspect of this role well, and I'll definitely be interested if they end up giving him more dramatic stuff to work with. And, in a cool bit of stunt casting, Barry's father is played by John Wesley Shipp, who played the original Barry Allen in the 1990 Flash TV series. What excites me most about The Flash is what I've heard about this show in terms of tone. Arrow is fun, but it often falls into melodrama, and doesn't always succeed when it tries to be a little darker, though when they do succeed, it works splendidly. But The Flash seems to be sidestepping that entirely. Rather than go the dark, gritty superhero route, which is so popular with DC Comics these days, The Flash seems to have a good understanding of its title character and will just allow the show to be fun. An upbeat, lighthearted balance to Arrow is perhaps the best possible direction the show could be taken in. What's also really exciting about The Flash is the level of experience its producers now have. As I mentioned earlier, Berlanti and Kreisberg developed Arrow, but when Arrow started out, it was borderline terrible. It got better, though still problematic, in the second half of its first season, and season two was largely a big improvement, but it was rough goings for a while. But now that they've cut their teeth on Arrow, Berlanti and Kreisberg have a chance to hit the ground running, pun very much intended. They figured out what works and what doesn't work in Arrow, and they can apply those lessons to The Flash. I'm also curious to see how the existence of The Flash affects the universe established by Arrow. The Green Arrow is a very real-world superhero, meaning he doesn't have any superpowers, he's just a guy in a hood with a bow and arrow. For a while, the show reflected that, having him face foes that could semi-plausibly exist, but throughout the second season, and with the introduction of the Mirakuru super strength stuff and the imminent arrival of Ra's al Ghul, the show began to flirt with the supernatural in a big way. Barry becoming The Flash should have a big impact, and opens the door for pretty much any crazy comic book stuff either show can come up with. Anyway, that does it for me. Thank you for listening to The Flashcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to this review on YouTube or Daily Motion, please subscribe to our channel, like, and comment in the video below. If you're listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on The Flash and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, Flash fans.